107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning.
I'm gonna give you up.
I mean, if you don't dance to this song, you're dead inside, man.
Because it's Friday.
Very good, Hunter. That was very nice. Nice. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter.
What's up, kid?
We got your morning dump coming up here in just a few, but first, I got to give a shout-out. So we got a message the other day from Bill Holbert, and actually, believe it or not, Bill bought Kiki and myself our very first beers at Louis when we moved here. So Bill and I and Kiki go way back. And do you remember Louis? All right, you remember Louis, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
just down the road.
Sure.
Now I believe Advanced Auto Parts is there. So anyway, that was like one of the first bars Kiki and I went to because it wasn't far from where we were renting our house when we first moved up here. Bill, kind enough and welcoming enough, bought us our very first beers here. So Bill, I will remember you for as long as I live. I'll be on my deathbed and be like, I remember Bill.
What, did he just reach out to you, or did you just think
of
that?
No.
Did you forget to give him a shout-out
From 5 years ago? No, so exciting news. Bill actually just adopted his son, Roy. He adopted him and from stepson to full-on son, and Roy's a big fan of the show. They both are, but that's exciting, man. You know, Bill and adoption, you and I have done a lot of stuff with adoptions here and working with the adoption agencies and, you know, these great kids that are just looking for that home. And the fact that Bill opened up his home, now Roy, officially a Holbert, which is awesome.
It's a feel-good story, man. There you go.
Yeah. It's awesome, man. It's awesome.
Something finally heartwarming around all this Caroni stuff.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. Hold on. I misspoke. Roy was the one that bought us the beers. I remember they were were they the tall boys? All I know is they bought us beers. This family is awesome, and they bought us beers. That's all that matters. But yeah.
You blew it.
You know, well, that's what happens when you buy me beers. I forget things. Okay, guys? All right?
It was the 10th one that made me forget.
Yes, exactly. It's always great. People would be like, hey, remember I bought you that shot? And I'm like, no, I was drunk. You got me drunk. I barely remembered Kiki the first time we met because the next day I'm like, wait, yeah.
I do remember the shot. It's the one that took me over the edge.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah, that's why I got arrested for trying to steal a police horse. Thanks, guys. but no, it's really cool, and we just wanted to give a shout-out, say thanks for listening, guys, and congratulations on growing the family. That's really, really cool. And Bill and Roy and the rest of the Holberts, thank you, guys, for listening. You know, we appreciate it.
Thanksgiving dinner's going to be that much better this year.
Yeah, damn right. And just if you want to buy me more beer, that's fine. Just know that.
Hey, what about me? Bill, Roy, come on. I drink beer, too.
Come on, man. No, they just they like me more. That's all it is. Kiki just sent me a OMG, LOL. I'm ruining the super nice moment. It's what I always do.
They just know that you're easily bought. That's what it is.
To be fair, I am. I am very easily bribed or bought. Like, if you need me to commit some form of crime, usually booze, hell, even a few bucks. I don't have much of a gauge. There.
Hey, you know what? Adopt Brock, too. Why not? Just, you know?
No one's going to want to adopt me. A 34-year-old with a drinking problem. If you want to ruin Thanksgiving, I'm up for grabs, all right? I'm up for grabs. So, anyway, Roy, Bill, and the rest of the gang, thank you guys so much for listening. And congratulations on this milestone. That's awesome. That's super exciting. And we're so happy for you guys. So, all right, with that said, all that nice stuff that I barely got out there, let's ruin it with the morning dump, shall we?
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. By the way, Bill, if Roy backs up the septic, you just call Pump That Septic. They'll get you taken care of. You know? just a fun fact there. A piece of James Bond history could rake in the big bucks. The ivory-colored bikini rocked by actress Ursula Andress in Dr. No is up for auction. It's estimated to go for $500,000.
Yes, good.
Andress played Honey Rider, the first Bond girl in the 1962 film. The shot of her emerging from the ocean is priceless. As for her iconic getup, that'll cost you. and is going up for bids next month. Okay, obviously, movie memorabilia, music memorabilia, all that stuff. It's pretty cool. You know, I got some sports memorabilia in my house. However, do you want to be that guy that has a bikini hanging up in your house?
You know, that was like 500 G's I spent on that, right? You know, it just blows my mind. It's like nowadays, I get it. You're super rich and you have a lot of money, right? It just 500 G's just doesn't matter to you. It's like going to McDonald's, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But still, there's got to be a spot in your brain where it's like, damn, you know, I could use this 500 G's for a dress or literally just change somebody's life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like more so than not, like nowadays with what's going on right now, it's like, duh. Put that $500,000 towards something that's going to help because we need it desperately now.
You know, and I'm sorry. Just because some hot old clam had this on in a movie doesn't mean it's worth $500,000. Come on, no. There's way hotter Bond girls. I don't know.
It's craziness to me. Okay, it's craziness. So,
this is my Van Gogh painting. It's very nice. Very proud of this. Oh, this is actually a bust of Julius Caesar that I bought at an auction. This was actually in the Roman palace. Oh, yeah, and this is a bikini that some chick wore in a movie. Ah, okay. That's kind of creepy. Yeah, it's still wet.
Okay, I can get a dress that was worn. It's probably a little beat up. Or I could buy a Bugatti.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Let me think. Do it. Come on. I don't get it.
You and I aren't rich enough to truly understand, so...
It's just like the LeBron rookie card that just went for like $2 million. It's like, guys, come on, man. Like, put it away and you just spend that $2 million on something that, like a vaccine. Maybe let's contribute towards that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I totally agree with you. I totally agree
Bad
with you.
Bad timing, so. I think, right now. Bad timing.
I just can't wait to see that creep that buys this. He's, you know, he's got that greased, slicked over hair and a thin mustache.
You know what it's going to be?
Yes.
You know what it's going to be is the dude's going to wear it.
Oh, God.
That's why he's spending 500 G's on it so we can wear it.
And that'll devalue it pretty handedly, won't it? Probably.
Maybe. Yeah. Depends on how greasy he is.
I'm guessing if he's spending $500,000 on a bikini, he's pretty greasy. Anyway. So there you go, $500 bikini. Lastly, according to Drinks International, here's a rundown of the top five best-selling cocktails in the world. What do you think number one is?
Number one top-selling cocktail.
Number one.
Yeah. It's going to be a sangria.
No.
No, it's going to be a margarita.
No, that's not even in the top five.
Jeez.
Moron.
Cocktail. Number one selling of all.
In the world. So that right now, currently, number one.
Whiskey Coke.
No.
What? I'm way off here.
The number one cocktail, best-selling cocktail, is an old-fashioned.
An old fashioned.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, that's because that's like the drink of Wisconsin and also Michigan. It's real popular and we drink a lot up here. So, yeah, whiskey sour is number five. You got the dry martini at number four. Daiquiri is number three. And the Negroni is number two. But, yeah, old fashioned coming in at number one.
Psychos out there drinking dry martinis.
Dude, Kiki loves martinis. And I just, it's like, it's so funny. You won't do a shot of vodka, but if you put olive juice
in it, it's fine.
It's no, absolutely not. Dude, absolutely not. Gross.
Let's see.
I thought it
what was number one again? What was
number one? Was old fashioned? Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what the old. I've had a few old fashions in my time, and it's not what I'm thinking of. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking of a Moscow Mule or something.
Yeah. The old fashioned. It's sugars and bitter with water. Then you add whiskey. Brandy sometimes. Like Wisconsin's really known for their brandy old fashions. And then you garnish it with an orange slice or zest and then a cocktail cherry. Yeah. It's a good wintertime drink, buddy. If you're looking to up your wintertime drink game, old fashions. I do enjoy a good old fashioned.
I want to say somebody at the old family Christmas drinks the old fashions all the time. And I tried one. Yeah, it was pretty good. Pretty good.
You know, old fashioned's also named for a hand jibber. So just keep it. So when you go to the bar.
Ruin it.
When you go to the bar and you say, I'd like an old-fashioned, just be prepared for what you're going to get.
She hands you a drink. She's like, well, I didn't want her to drink.
No, this is not what I want. I said an old-fashioned, ma'am. All right, there you go. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock.